Jill Healy-Quintard from Body and Balance, talking for the Global Healing Exchange, talking about asthma today. Now, asthma is more and more common due to pollution, diet, and more. And one of the issues that occur, of course, with asthma is the lack of the airways being open. So I do have some exercises that can help. Breathing does help, breathing exercises. But one of the things that really helps is to open up the lungs, open up the chest. So I have a chi ball here. And the chi ball I'm going to place at the thoracic area of my spine. Inhaling, take myself down onto the mat, and then just simply opening up the chest, dropping the arms down, and doing some deep breathing, opening up the airway passages, opening up the lungs. Inhaling and exhaling. And again, inhale and exhale. Now, this is really good, particularly if there is an asthma attack and you're feeling quite stressed with it. Just closing your eyes and breathing as well. So opening up the lungs, opening up the airway passages, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Giving yourself a couple of breaths here, inhaling and exhaling. And one more, taking an inhale and an exhale. I'm going to remove the ball and start doing a little bit of exercise that will help, because exercise, movement, again, oxygen through the blood to the muscles, to the lungs, to the brain, all of that will help people who may suffer from asthma. So just moving the body. So taking yourself back down again, let's have a nice stretch into the back. And then drop the feet to the mat, open up the arms, inhale and then turn to one side. Again, opening up the lungs, stretching into the spine, using your breath. And then inhale again, over to the other side as you exhale. And then come to the center of your mat and take a deep breath and reach the arms back. Now have a stretch here, so we're going to reach one arm and one leg, inhaling and exhaling. And again, inhale, exhale, and reaching back. Inhaling again, reaching back with both arms, both legs extending, and feeling that lovely stretch into the body. Very important to actually keep movement, keep moving and helping yourself to actually use your lung capacity. So coming over to your side, we're going to move over onto the abdominals. Inhaling, dropping down. Now, one of the things that as people have used for years, swimming helps asthma attacks or people who are suffering from asthma. There's a Pilates exercise called swimming. So all it is, extending the arms, extending the legs, inhaling, exhaling, lifting one leg and the opposite arm. We're working right across the body. Inhaling again, exhale, lifting the leg and the opposite arm. Now we can take that a little bit further, inhaling and lifting both upper and lower body as you exhale and drop back down. And then inhale, lift up and start to paddle legs and arms. Now as you do that, you start to get the lung capacity moving even more, the breath through the body. So inhaling and exhaling, paddling arms and legs, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, dropping down. Now, reaching with one arm, stretch the other one back, reaching back and open. Again, stretching into the levers and spleen, both sides there, I've talked about this before. Inhale, so it's a bonus, this exercise, reaching back, exhale again. And then inhale, bring yourself up, come on up and have a stretch out of your spine. Coming into child's pose, perfect pose. And then back up again to sitting. Inhaling and exhaling, and then reaching up, take a deep breath, and down again as you exhale, inhale again, reaching up, and exhale, and thank you.